Ladies and gentlemen, after 10 years, radio gets its revenge. We now present a program that will scare Orson Welles.
Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Southern Yankee, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Rod?
Fine, Red. You know, it's great to be back on the air with
you. Yeah, tell me, what, did you have fun this summer?
No, I've been as busy as a beaver.
Yeah, I thought your front teeth looked a little sharper.
There's a brilliant line to start off.
Yes, sir. Boy, a few jokes like that's going to make Proctor think they're taking a gamble.
I'm proud of that.
I'll laugh at that myself. What'd you do this summer, Rod?
Oh, never mind about me, Red. What about you? Did you have a nice vacation?
Oh, I really had a vacation. It's my first in 20-odd years.
You're really odd, all right.
Yeah. I should have offered Don Wilson more money. I did everything that I've always wanted to do.
What was one of the things that you wanted to do?
Well, go camping.
You mean you've never been camping before?
Well, yeah, in 1943 I went camping, but a staff sergeant kind of spoiled it I think the boy's back again now. This summer was different, though.
You got a nice tan.
That's not a tan. That's just the color I turned after the mosquitoes drained all the blood out of me.
The mosquitoes were bad, huh? Why didn't you use mosquito netting?
It didn't work. The big mosquito sat on the outside and pushed the little one through.
Did you know that only the female mosquitoes will bite?
Hmm?
Only female mosquitoes will bite?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for you, bud. The one that bit me when I tied my shoe was no lady. No kidding. I lost so much blood that finally one mosquito came over and he says, "Could you use a transfusion? Us girls are loaded."
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Now, hold it there, gal. When you see that smile, I'm from the West, where men are men, and the women folks are mighty particular. Now, you mean that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap in Texas and all them other 47 suburbs called states?
Deadeye, she means any soap, any suds, any washing product, new or old, anywhere.
Oh.
Never in the whole history of wash day has there been anything like Procter & Gamble's Tide. Tide is different from the newest products made for washing clothes. So don't confuse Tide with any other washing product you've ever seen. Tide is different. Nothing you can buy will wash clothes as clean as Tide. Company linens, everyday work clothes, everything. Tide not only leaves them free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film too. A Tide-washed garment is cleaner. Colored clothes are brighter. And in hardest water, Tide gets white clothes whiter than any other washing product known. Yet with all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washables. So get Tide. Get the only wash day product you can buy that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to introduce the Four Knights. These group of boys are from Carolina.
Sound like cow pasture.
The These fellas are new to radio, but they've long been one of your favorite Decca recording groups. You've heard them before. We think they're swell, and we hope that you'll like them, too. We want to see what four GIs can do when they get together. The four knights sing good news.
Good news, the chariot's coming, and I don't want to leave you behind.
Well, boys,
good news, the chariot's coming, and I don't want to leave you behind.
There's a golden slipper in heaven, I know.
I don't want to leave you behind.
Well,
Good news, the chariot's coming, and I don't want to leave you behind.
There's a starry crown in heaven, I know.
People you will meet sooner or later.
Well, I see Noisy's with us. A little early tonight, too, by the way. Did you ever meet a new proud father? You know, one of those guys that walks up and forces a cheap cigar on you when the baby's just born? Well, Clem Cadiddlehopper did, and you'll meet a guy like that sooner or later.
Tucker's coming. Good news. Good news.
Well, sir, my summer vacation is over, boy. Just 3 months of doing absolutely nothing. Now comes 9 months of doing the same thing. It's not that I'm lazy, but nobody seemed to have the kind of work I'm fitted for. All the jobs available require getting out of bed. You know? Uh-oh, here comes that old fat Belcher. Well, I see he's got another new car. Wonder where he gets all his money, anyhow. Probably got the egg concession wherever Wallace speaks. I'm dying to see what happens when he goes to Florida. Them flamingo eggs are big.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, howdy doody to you, too. Say, that's a nice car you got there.
Well, Clem, ain't you going to congratulate me?
Why?
We've got a new baby, too.
A new baby?
Yeah.
Well, you got 10 kids now. Why didn't you get something more useful? Well, anyway, congratulations. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Here, have a panatella.
Hmm?
Yeah, panatella.
Looks like a cigar, don't it?
I paid 75 cents a piece for those. They're genuine Havana cured tobacco.
Well, I don't think this one was cured. It died, I think.
Okay, no.
I'll smoke it right after I chisel a dinner somewhere.
You know, if you were married, you wouldn't have to chisel your dinner.
Oh, yes, I would. The way my girl cooks, a chisel comes in pretty handy.
Smoke that cigar now. Here's another one for after dinner.
Well, that's mighty neighborly of you. Maybe I smoke it before I won't have to eat any dinner, huh? I'll get a match out of my pocket here. I'll light it on the seat of my pants. I saw Roy Rogers do that in a picture once, you know.
Who put that mail in my pocket? Say, what does that baby look like?
Well, it's got its mother's mouth, my eyes, its grandfather's nose, and its uncle's ears.
Oh? Well, don't you think it would have worked better with all new parts?
Here's a light for your cigar.
Okay. Say, it burns fast, don't it, huh?
You're supposed to take the cellophane off first.
Oh, what, get the cigar scorched?
Flynn, are you sure you're all there?
No, I don't know. I shaved in a hurry this morning. How many ears have I got?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Just as I thought. One got lost in the shuffle, I guess. This thing must be wet. It won't light.
Bite the end off it.
Oh. You must have grown this tobacco in the petrified forest.
Now, spit it out. Spit it out.
Nope. Well, look for the end of that cigar. It must be somewhere among them teeth there.
You don't know much about cigars, do you?
Hmm?
I said you don't know much about cigars.
Not after 10 years with Raleigh's, no. I bet Tim liked that.
Now you've got your cigar lit. Now keep it going.
Let's stand around the corner. I think the wind's coming in from the glue factory.
Well, I don't smell anything.
No?
Wait till you see that baby, Clem.
Well, you better run and get him. I don't think I'm long for this world. There's something wrong with my eyes. They're watering.
Well, close your mouth before you drown. You never smoked a cigar before, did you?
No, I didn't know what I was missing, but I sure wish I had. Well, it's a good thing they found a use for them old army blankets. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to throw that thing away.
You can't do that. Nobody ever throws those cigars away.
Well, that's because they've never had the strength.
Well, maybe you'll feel better if you have something to eat.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, a hamburger.
Oh, no, no.
Or a bowl of chili.
Please, please. Don't make things worse. You better move away from me a little bit. Just let me turn green on my own.
You are turning green, aren't you?
You ain't looking over a four-leaf clover.
Let me take a look at you.
Take off your hat and have a little respect for the dead.
But you are not dead.
Well, I can dream, Tanner. I'm going to have to sit down for a second.
Well, don't sit on the curb. A car might hit you.
I wish it would. It might settle my stomach.
Well, gee, I'm sorry you don't feel good, Clem.
All right, all right.
Well, anyway, stop over and see the new baby
sometime. Oh, no, thanks. No, sir.
Anything I can do for you?
Yeah, when I get married and have a kid, I want you to send your new baby around. I want to give him his first cigar. I'll fix him for ruining my life.
And now Dave Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra play The Donkey Serenade.
Thank you, Dave Rose. With so many new washing products on the market today, it's easy to get confused. So I'd like to make this point clear. Tide is not one of the many. Tide is different. Different from any other wash day product. Because Tide gets all the family wash cleaner than any soap, any suds, any washing product you can buy. Tide not only leaves your clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film too. Soap dull colors come to life. Tide actually brightens them. And white things? In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washables. And say, Tide gives oceans of different looking, different feeling suds, even in hardest water. So try Tide. Of all the wash day products you have to choose from, Tide and only Tide gives all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
September the 3rd. Dear Widow Diary, I hope nobody ever reads you or they'll find out a terrible secret that I has that I can't write. Anyway, dear Dolly, I sure was in a mess of trouble today. It started out this morning when my Nemo caused me to get a spanking for no reason at all.
Junior, yes? What are you doing?
I'm just getting ready to play a game of Edison Roulette. Edison Roulette, yes?
Well, what on earth is Edison Roulette?
Well, I flip the light switch on and off real fast like this, see? And then I stick my finger in the socket to see if it's on. Now watch now. Don't yell, you scared me too.
Don't you ever stick your finger in the light socket.
Oh?
You might cause a short and blow out a fuse.
Yes. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you? You better be nice to me, kiddo. I'll tell Pop that you pick his pockets when he's asleep.
I never went near your father's pockets.
You don't? Well, you should have last night because he had $10 in them.
$10?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I only found six.
Case dismissed. Step down, please. Step
now,
down.
Look, that's Smarty Pants, your grandmother's waiting breakfast for you.
Oh?
Now, get yourself upstairs and wash your hands and hurry back down here.
Wash? Again? I washed yesterday.
But today is another day.
But I'm the same kid.
Keep on, and I'm going to tell your father about you.
You mean he's been around here all this time and he don't know about me yet?
Now, Junior, I said, go wash up. And if you're a good boy, use plenty of soap and water.
Yes?
I'll let you watch the television set tonight.
Television? Don't you think I was a little young to be sitting around in bar rooms?
Now, go wash.
Okay, I'll go. I'm going up there to wash. Oh, there's my new invention I've been working on right out there in the open with some things.
Good morning, Junior.
Hello, kiddo. Now, don't look at my invention. Please don't look at my new invention.
Oh, you have an invention?
Yes, an invention. Don't you tell no. I tell you, Josie.
All right.
It's a time saver for washing windows.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it looks like a bar of soap to me.
It is. But with my invention, you don't have to take the wipers off, slop up your rugs with water or nothing.
Why, that's wonderful, dear. How does it work?
Well, it's simple. You see that dirty window over there?
Yes.
Well, you just take the little bar of soap in your hand like that, and you throw it.
No!
See, no dirty window.
What about the broken window? After all, you can't break windows in the house, every one of them.
Oh, I could force myself.
Oh, honestly. I'm sure there isn't another child like you in the whole world.
Well, don't it make you proud to know me?
Let's eat our breakfast.
Okay. Hey, Nemo, can I have some stale eggs for breakfast?
You mean 2 or 3 days old?
Oh, I like them a lot staler than that. I like them so stale that they're chickens. That's how they like. Can I have some eggs, Nemo?
No, sorry, dear. You're going to have what I'm going to have.
No, but I want some eggs. Now, I never get no eggs no more. I want some eggs. I need vitamins and stuff for me with a water.
No,
you give me some eggs or I'm going to tell on you.
You're going to tell what?
I'll think of something.
Oh,
mind helping me out? I'm lost. I will tell you, I want you to know I appreciate that. If you ever get lost in time when we're on the show, you just let me know and I will point it out for you. I will be your slave for life now. Let me be your slave. Let me run out and get you a beer or something. No, I'm going to tell.
You're going to tell what?
I'll tell everybody that you was a Southern Belle when Grant took Richmond.
Oh, good heavens, I'm not that old.
Oh, no. Pardon me, ma'am. The general would like to mix poker with you.
Sorry, but I ain't dancing with no Yankees.
See?
I'm going to tell your mother.
Oh, no, no.
Doreen.
No, not you.
Doreen.
No, no.
Yes, Mother, yes. Come here. Now, what has the economy-sized Frankenstein done?
You just have to take your son in hand. Not only did he sass me, but he broke a window. That's
Junior. Do you have anything to add to that? Do you have anything to add to that?
Not right now, but the day is still young.
Junior, come here.
No, you'll never take me alive.
Now, look, heels, Fields. I'll get you a brother. When I call you, I want you to come here now.
How can anybody laugh when they're mad? No, don't you dare. Oh, no. You hit me. You fractured me clavicle.
You don't even know where your clavicle is.
Yes, I does. It's right where you spanked me.
Your clavicle's nowhere near there.
That's where I hit it when I saw you coming.
Mother, will you please look after him while I answer the phone?
Yes, I got a whipping. It's all you fought, Namo. Well, you just mark it in your widow book, kiddo. Just we're not friends from now on. No longer friends. I could even with her. The last thing I... Oh, there's her breakfast all laid out on the table. Coffee and some toast. Fine. Now, I could fill the sugar bowl with some salt. And put some pepper in the coffee pot, maybe. And just to top it all off good... Maybe a little glue in the marmalade. Now, of course, if I do this, you're going to beat me to death. I know that. Then again, they might figure that other whipping was enough for one day. Then again, nothing ventures, nothing gained. I'm going to be a sport about this and do it. Now I'm going to empty the sugar bowl and fill it with the salt. Now a pinch of pepper in the coffee pot. That's a nice pinch, I think. Now a little glue in the marmalade. My, look at that. That's what Pierre would say. A little glue in the marmalade. Yes. Runs awful slow, don't it? Oh, here she comes. I better hide under the table. Every man's for himself now.
Oh, he's not here.
No.
Oh, the poor little darling.
Poor little darling, that old muffety guff.
Oh, well, all will soon be forgiven.
I hope she remembers that.
I guess I'll have to eat alone. Oh, I do enjoy breakfast. It always picks me up.
Yeah? This one's going to pick her up and knock her down again. Oh, she's pouring the pepper coffee in the cup. Oh, 2 teaspoons full of salt.
Oh, the toast is just right. Now for my favorite marmalade.
Oh, my goodness. She's going to bite that toast.
Don't move! Listen, my tongue is stuck to the roof of my plate. Cough! Quick, cough! Good heavens! An internal hot foot! Junior, come here to me!
Oh, yeah. Mommy! Namor's after me! She's after me!
What for? What's gotten into her?
Pepper, salt, and glue. I booby-trapped her breakfast for her.
Just wait till I get my hands on him.
Now, you let me handle this, Mother.
Now, Mommy, control yourself. Count to ten.
Yes, Loreen, yes. Count to ten.
Count to ten.
And just be sure you don't make any mistakes.
Yes.
Use him for the scoreboard.
Yes, me, but all no,
right.
No. Oh!
One!
No!
Two,
oh, no!
Three, four!
Oh, no!
I never thought I'd wind up a victim of the numbers racket.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday,
this is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. Now stay tuned to The Life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Stay tuned in. I'm going over on The Life of Riley show. Life of Riley's coming right on. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be serious for one half a minute. You know that millions of people in Europe need our help. You can send that help personally through the organization called CARE. C-A-R-E. CARE provides a non-profit service to you to help you help them. For just $10, CARE will deliver a big food or textile package in your name to anyone you select in 14 European countries. Send your order today to CARE. C-A-R-E. At 50 Broad Street, New York City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.